Okay, we're into the home stretch. Hey, let's put your hands together, and there's people listening all over the country, and they should know what's going on here in Chicago, home of the year 2000 American League champion White Sox.
Man, it's been so long since you put those words in one sentence, people they didn't know what to say there.
Let me tell you something about Dave Holland. Dave Holland has made some history. In 1969, when Miles Davis put together the band that recorded the groundbreaking Bitches Brew, Dave Holland was on bass. In the 1970s, when Sam Rivers was leading a trio that cemented his reputation as a giant of jazz, Dave Holland was on bass. If you look at Grammy-nominated albums of the last few years by Michael Brecker and Gary Burton and Herbie Hancock and Joe Henderson and Pat Metheny, well, say it with me. Guess who was on bass? Dave Holland. Not to mention his